The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, the information you need to make informed decisions to support your good health. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And I know that there have been all kinds of pages up here on the computer and lots of information. And the topics that we're going to talk about have been topics that have been making headlines for the past few weeks. But very interestingly, the information in these headlines has been known for months and months and months, and nothing was done about it.
And Janet, before we get to that, I just want to make an observation, you know, about how our practice of medicine differs from other doctors. And kind of very simple to understand. Doctors are trained to test for illness. And
right.
In addition to that, not only testing for illness, we test for health. And that's the big
distinction. Doctors test for health? No, no, no. Institute of Advanced right. Medicine tests for yeah. health. And, our sponsor, the Advanced Medical Testing Center, has those very, very forward-thinking tests that give information that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Well, and it really empowers the healthcare consumer. Before you get sick, there are issues with your health, and that's what you want. You want to take charge of your health, because when you get sick, it's the doctor's turn to take charge.
Okay, and unfortunately, what's going on in the medical community these days is pharmaceuticals, and when there seems to be the beginnings of changes in a particular blood marker, unfortunately, the practicing physician doesn't necessarily address it then, but what he does, or he or she does, is, well, let's give it 3 months and see how it develops. And really what's going on is, let's make it bad enough that I can give you this pharmaceutical.
That's the major difference. And, I want people to realize there is a major distinction going on, and so much time is being lost. You know, they used to blame doctors, not doctors, the whole doctors that practice alternative medicine. They would blame them. They say, oh, you went to an alternative doctor. You lost all that time treating your illness before you went to a real doctor.
That's true. Unfortunately, the doctor's perspective is that functional medicine is not very valuable.
But we treat people before they get sick enough to be treated by a regular physician. And their whole approach is to let you get sick. And that's why they don't test for health. They just test for illness. And I'll give you an example of testing for health. We talked last week about the importance of zinc, the importance of magnesium, vitamin D. They don't test for those things. You know, we test for those things because when you maintain optimum levels, you're supporting your health.
Well, I'm seeing more and more physicians who are adding the vitamin D test to their request in a blood script. However, when the test results come back and vitamin D is 35, the interpretation of that number is, okay, you're in range, no worries, and just go on about your life. And the other part of it is, when magnesium is tested with one of those mainstream scripts, Dr. Slavin, the magnesium is just a serum magnesium test, and that really doesn't give you any kind of information with regard to issues developing and the function of magnesium in your body.
So it's really up to the healthcare consumer to be in charge of their health, because the doctors don't show any interest there. Their interest is in detecting illness, which means they let things go unaddressed for a very long period of time until you reach the point when you're sick.
It's interesting. I have been seeing quite a number of people these days on multiple blood pressure medications, and the blood pressure is still relatively unstable. And never is it suggested by the physician treating that patient, take some magnesium. Maybe come down off a very, very high dose of calcium that you're taking. It just is not part of the thinking.
Or even better yet, cut back on the carbohydrates.
Ooh.
But the doctor's position, though, is he says, my job is to prescribe medicine. If you want to know about your diet, go somewhere else, because they're not the ones that are going to help you.
And so people come to me and we talk about their diets. We talk about how related their triglycerides might be, their glucose, their A1C, with regard to their carbohydrate intake, as well as their lack of certain trace minerals.
Well, you said an important point. Doctors will check your cholesterol, triglycerides. When they're elevated, they give you a drug. But the cause of the elevation is not a drug deficiency. It's too many carbohydrates in the diet, which, see, there's a corresponding problem when you have high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and that's insulin resistance. Your insulin levels are running higher than they should in order to control your blood sugar. That's not being addressed at all. They're just treating the symptom of that, meaning lowering your cholesterol or triglycerides. Meanwhile, the high insulin levels are the things that are causing all the risks for disease later on, totally ignored. And the interesting thing is, we know how bad high levels of insulin are. When you develop diabetes, they give you high levels of insulin to control your blood sugar again. So they reinforce that problem.
That has always been an inexplicable question in my mind. Why is that happening when why is insulin being supported when it's insulin resistance behind all of the issues that people are dealing with?
So at the end of the day, you have to cut back on the carbohydrates to reduce insulin resistance and to get your insulin levels down, because that's where health is found. Now, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago about that PBS program, Frontline, and how they're going to do a program on dietary supplements.
Right.
And I don't think you had a chance to watch it.
It was aired the evening of Toonie's annual health and wellness seminar.
So that means none of our listeners watched it.
There you go.
All right,
that's true.
So they'll have to take our word for what they said.
Well, unfortunately, it has gotten a lot of attention, and depending on your source of information would depend the opinion that you concluded after reading about it.
Well, to understand the motive behind the program, you have to first look at who's sponsoring the program, and you see some really mainstream sponsors for the program, like Monsanto.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Now, it was on PBS. So,
which is unusual to have sponsors to begin with, and yet they had sponsors. Let's see if I can find the list of sponsors for the program. But one of them was Monsanto. I think another one might have been Pepsi. But I have to want to look at that. But the point is, it wasn't a friendly piece about supplements. And part of the reason is, you know, supplement sales were about $37 billion with a B in 2014. And that number has been put out by the National Institutes of Health. More than one-third of all Americans take some form of dietary supplement in any given month. And they say that seniors over the age of 71, 48% of women and 43% of men use them. And that's probably nationwide. In Florida, it's much higher than that.
I would imagine, because particularly in South Florida, the population is very educated. There's a number of sources of high quality information, including, I might add, Natural Doc Radio.
And other estimates as far as the percentage of people taking supplements go as high as 69%. Now, why would they even care? This is what you have to ask yourself. Why do they spend a whole hour, I guess the program was an hour, on trying to bash supplements? Why do they care?
Well, they would have you believe that the supplements are not safe and you're throwing your money away. And the truth being that, as you often say, the educated healthcare consumer is able to make more informed decisions and understand the origins of developing disease.
Well, I think we've all witnessed over the years, there's been an organized campaign against the use of supplements. And it's even been mentioned that they'd like to regulate supplements the same way they regulate food. You know, if they did that, that would just wipe out supplements altogether, because to get approval for a supplement like they do for a drug, it would become economically impossible. What they should do, though, is regulate not supplements, but foods as they do drugs, particularly sugar. Let them do a study on sugar. If they did, they would ban it.
Right. It's very, very interesting, because when you think about the fourth leading cause of death in the United States are issues that develop with properly prescribed, properly used pharmaceutical medication. And when you compare the risks of injury or death or a side effect that might be coming about because of the use of a supplement, the ratio is outrageously in favor of the safety of supplements. And yet time and time again, we see them trying to make people believe that they're either throwing their money away or endangering their good health. I hear some music, Dr. Slavin, so that means it's time for us to take a break. This is Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and Natural Doc Radio is brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio.
We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And today we're talking about that Frontline special that aired on PBS a week and a half or so ago. And it was very, very negatively slanted with its coverage of supplements. And Dr. Slavin, PBS doesn't have sponsors, but they do have supporters. And so who were some of the supporters that wanted this documentary to be shown?
Well, they call them underwriters, and I'm not sure I understand the difference.
Okay.
But for this show, they mentioned Monsanto, Pfizer, and Merck, just to name a few.
There were we understand how that show was aired then.
So, all right, what did they talk about on the show? Obviously, they want to discourage people from taking supplements. I'm not sure why. Again, this doesn't make any sense because there is no proof. See, the reason it doesn't make any sense is there is no proof that vitamin supplements are dangerous. I think that's the bottom line here, yet they want to discourage people from taking them. In fact, every time they sort of try to come out with proof, it's been discredited. I'll give you a few examples, and I think we may have mentioned it before. The New York Times had published a negative article against supplements last year in which they failed to double-check the veracity of the lab results they reported on. So, in other words, they got lab results, showed the vitamins, the labels weren't what was inside the bottle, but their testing was suspect.
Yeah, DNA barcoding has never been acceptable as an accurate means of testing the active ingredients in a particular natural substance.
Now, the problem is, should any responsible journalist, whether it be a print journal or over the airways, come out with something without not just checking it once, but probably double checking it, and even informing the target of that report to get their input. Maybe maybe they were wrong. So in this case, the New York Times was wrong. By the time they printed their apology,
was it on the last page of the classified section?
Well, I think it was months later, so the damage had already been done, even though they said, oh, I'm sorry, it was wrong. Now, they do. It is admitted there's a wide range of quality in the supplements.
Okay, but isn't there a wide range of quality in over-the-counter drugs? Isn't there a wide range of quality in brand-name pharmaceuticals and then generic pharmaceuticals?
Well, true. And I like the analogy that's used in this article here. Of course, there's a wide range in every product
industry.
Buy, everything has a wide range.
Every profession, Dr. Slavin. There are very, very high quality attorneys, very poor attorneys. And apparently, the attorney general in New York is one of those poorer ones.
Well, here's the analogy. You'd be wise to think twice before taking gas station supplements.
Whoa.
That promise to increase your sex drive, give you the body of a supermodel, or jolt you awake for the next several hours. In other words, what they're saying is, you got to be careful where you buy the supplements.
And there are any number of mainstream chains, I might say, that in the public's mind are perceived as health food stores. And I believe that on some occasions, some of the components that might be found in those places might not meet the standards of a true quality health food store.
Well, they say here many of those products are actually pharmaceuticals disguised as supplements.
Wow.
Already illegal by existing regulations, yet most of these reports repeatedly lie and refer to the supplement industry as unregulated.
Which is not so. The supplement industry is regulated by the Dietary Health and Supplement Education Act, known as DSHEA.
Now, here's the, this is why I can't understand the reason for the, that frontline expose. Since Americans began taking supplements back in the 1940s, not a single death has been reported as a result. The same cannot be said for drugs. Now, which is interesting because they want to control supplements like they do drugs.
Ooh.
Now, even when taking drugs as prescribed, they kill an estimated 106,000 Americans each year. And that's old data. And more people are taking drugs than ever before. So the death toll is probably higher.
The death toll has to be significantly higher because I routinely see people who are on 8, 9, 10 drugs.
Well, data provided in 2012 by the UK-based Alliance for Natural Health International showed that adverse reactions to pharmaceutical drugs are 62,000 times more likely to kill you than food supplements. Mind you, no one's ever died from a food supplement. So, you know, and a lot of people are dying from drugs. And like I said, the doctors are the ones prescribing those drugs, and they're actually doing their job correctly. The problem is, when I say doing their job correctly, if you say their job is to prescribe drugs, well, most people think the job of a doctor is to keep people healthy. That's the problem. It's not. The job of a doctor is to prescribe drugs. Now you understand healthcare. So when you find those doctors at try and keep you healthy, those are rare indeed. And it's and there's a reason for that. Insurances don't really pay doctors to keep people healthy. They pay doctors to write prescriptions.
See patients and write prescriptions.
And in fact, when you see how insurances control what doctors do, they're limiting the doctor's ability to keep people healthy and therefore keep the hospitals full.
Okay, so keeping the doctor's waiting room full, keeping the hospital beds filled, that's the current state of our so-called healthcare system here in the United States.
So here's a definitive statement from the American Association of Poison Control Centers. There were no deaths whatsoever from vitamins in the year 2014. And they go on to say there were no deaths specifically from vitamin A, niacin, vitamin B6, any other B vitamin. There were no deaths from vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, or from any vitamin at all. And this is what they want to tell you shouldn't take. You should be afraid of taking.
They go on to say that supplements may be the safest category for any consumable product. So when you think about what is found in our grocery stores, what is found in just different entertainment centers, I'm thinking about arenas where you're going to see sports played, movie theaters, any place where you go for entertainment, you're very, very likely going to find it impossible to find anything of quality to eat there. And I was going to say eat and drink, but most of the time you can buy water, which would be relatively safe.
If you could,
I say relatively.
If you can only get it in a glass bottle. So they go on to say that junk food and drugs are far more likely to harm or kill you. Drugs have addicted this nation, destroyed families. Even when properly prescribed, like we mentioned earlier, they kill over 100,000 people every year. Tylenol, who would even think Tylenol, that over-the-counter, easily available drug, alone kills nearly 500 people each year. And you know what this treatment for Tylenol overdose is? N-acetylcysteine, a supplement, a natural product.
A natural product, an amino acid. So it has saved the lives of thousands of people who have poisoned themselves with Tylenol. And no one in the FDA, no one is calling for proper screening of the use of Tylenol. Nobody's calling for Tylenol to be removed from the market. And Tylenol's regulated by the FDA.
Right. So, but this is what they want. In order to make supplements safer, because we've seen how dangerous they are, we should make the inept FDA, the FDA that's controlling all the drugs that are killing over 100,000 people. And by the way, the FDA controls the food, too. And the food is responsible for the rest of the deaths in this country. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, you know, we dig our graves with our forks. That's the food that's killing people because it's just not good quality food. So we should let the inept FDA regulate the supplements as drugs that continue to kill thousands of people every year. This is what they want you to believe. And until you really think about it, it's very easy to make you think that drugs are supplements are dangerous. You better have the FDA because they're out looking for you, you know, for your benefit. But they really aren't. And they're controlled, as we've mentioned over and over again, by the companies that they're supposedly in charge of regulating.
So when you look at the upper echelon of those making the laws, so to speak, of the FDA, that the FDA is applying to drugs and food and supplements, we find a very, very large number of those upper echelon, upper management, are former executives and managers from Monsanto. Very sad.
When we come back, I just want to make a quick statement before we go away here. It bears repeating that supplements are in fact already regulated by both the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission. The FDA regulates both the finished product and the individual ingredients used in supplements, and the Federal Trade Commission regulates the advertising of supplements. So while they're not regulated as drugs, but rather as food, they are fully regulated, and in my opinion, overly regulated.
And I talk to people all the time whose doctors tell them, you're taking unregulated substances. And I tell them, oh, no, you're not. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility, and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerle here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the disinformation that you may very well be getting from what we would perceive as a trusted source of information. And I'm referring to the PBS documentary on Frontline with regard to supplements. Dr. Slavin?
And of course, they were trying to say supplements are either dangerous or worthless, but I don't know how they were able to show that. I didn't really get to see it. I'm looking at a report, but I'm not sure you can say it. There were haven't been any deaths from supplements when you compare that to drugs, where over 100,000 people die each year from drugs used as prescribed. Then they made a point about, well, the quality of the supplements might not be that good. Well, you get what you pay for. If you buy cheap supplements, you get a lower quality. Now, what goes into making a high quality supplement?
Okay. The raw materials, first of all, have to be procured from a quality source, a trusted source. And those raw materials are quarantined for a certain amount of time until they have been tested and shown to be free of adulterants and just added ingredients to make the amount larger. And then the raw materials are tested multiple times. There are a number of different ways that the raw materials are tested for the active component. And then when you talked about the quality of certain supplements, there are very, very poor quality vitamin C's, and those vitamin C's are derived from genetically modified corn. There are very poor quality B complex vitamins. When you're buying a quality B complex vitamin, you would find that it is a coenzymated B complex, which would mean that it is absorbed properly because it has all of the components that are compatible with your gut chemistry, which brings another point to mind. In order to have the best utilization of the B vitamins, you must have a quality probiotic. So the vitamins and minerals don't work alone in a vacuum. They work in a synergistic way, as you would be able to nourish yourself with foods. Foods have many components, enzymes, minerals, vitamins, fiber, and in some cases, probiotic content. So that big picture is required.
So I like the analogy that's given here. So you can get low quality supplements. Those are the cheap ones, the ones you find in grocery stores or warehouse type stores.
Catalogs.
Right. And I'm not saying they don't have high quality. The problem is you really don't know for sure.
Okay. One of the ways to evaluate quality, number one, take a look at the vitamin E. If the vitamin E is synthetic E, kind of an indication that the rest of the quality of the components is not very high.
And another way is look at all the excipients, the non-vitamin or whatever product you're getting, all the other ingredients. You know, you really shouldn't have too many other ingredients.
Not at all. So when you start to see caramel color, that sounds very benign, but it is not so benign. When you see starch, when you see polyethylene glycol, polyvinyl chloride, polysorbate 80, all different chemicals like that, artificial color, be careful.
I will give you another example of low quality. In my opinion, generic drugs are not the same quality as the brand that they're replacing. And then the question comes up, is it the government's job to eliminate low-quality options? Because that's what they're talking about, perhaps. Well, if you extend that thought, then they'd have to completely redo the school lunch program and empty most grocery store shelves because you have companies like Pepsi, Coke, Kraft, and all the other junk food purveyors filling those shelves up. And, of course, they would never allow that to happen. And that takes us back to the underwriters of the program. We said, you know, Monsanto and Merck.
Pfizer.
And Pfizer. You think they had any control over the content of the program?
Going out on a limb there, Dr. Slavin.
So, I just think it's so easily, it's so easy for someone watching the program to be taken in by the propaganda that's coming out until you take a second to try and really analyze what you've been told.
Wow. There's a bit of information here. Dr. Paul Offit, and he's featured in this Frontline program, and there's no disclosure of his where his loyalties might have been bought. He has received millions of dollars from Merck, and he has a professor's chair at the University of Pennsylvania sponsored by Merck. And so here we see the infiltration into our university and education system. So very, very sad. Here's the spokesperson for Merck, but appearing to be an independent source of information.
Well, maybe some of our listeners haven't heard of Merck. They're a drug company.
Okay.
And Pfizer's a drug company. And Monsanto makes all the glyphosate and chemicals that are used in producing
I get people's
GMO.
Attention when people understand that Monsanto was the manufacturer of Agent Orange. Older Americans very well remember the Vietnam War, and in that war, Agent Orange was used extensively to defoliate the jungle to better support moving forward the war effort, and that many of the soldiers who came back from the Vietnam War were dealing with chemical poisoning from exposure to Agent Orange. And Agent Orange is the same glyphosate that is used in Roundup. So people who are out there spraying their little weed with Roundup, you are exposing yourself to an extremely toxic chemical.
Except I have to I think qualified.
You're going to argue with me?
Not really.
Okay,
but Agent Orange, this was in Vietnam, and they had to defoliate the forests there or the jungles. And that's what Agent Orange was used for. So if there was any complaint to be made, I think it was just that they didn't give the troops adequate protective wear when they were using that product.
Do you think that there's adequate protection when they're spraying Agent Orange over miles and miles of jungle? And we don't necessarily know what the half-life is of Agent Orange. We don't know what exposure to your skin is. We don't know what inhaling is going to do.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that would maybe they just should have used flamethrowers or something to, you know, maybe that would have been a safer approach.
Wouldn't that have been a smart thing? Well, but let's think about how much impact Monsanto had in convincing the government agencies and the military that this was the smarter way to go.
Well, let's take a look at that. This Dr. Paul Offit, who is a professor at University of Pennsylvania, but he's being sponsored or underwritten by Merck and also received millions of dollars from Merck. His opinions have been bought. Like, Now, I wonder how many in the military have connections with companies like Monsanto.
Oh, all you have to do is to go into a post exchange on a military base, and you will have the answer in a split second, because the products offered to our military essentially are junk. All of the artificially colored, chemically preserved things that are disguised as food, readily available on the shelf and in the freezers and in the refrigerators. It's heartbreaking.
So in the program, Dr. Offit, a so-called expert, was asked the question, do you get enough vitamins from food? And he answered, yes.
Oh, poor Dr. Offit. I hope he doesn't take any supplements so he can get all of his vitamins from his diet.
Well, if you, then again, you have to look at what the standard American diet is like. And I'm not sure, because I haven't been in everybody's house to see what they're eating. But I see the lines at the fast food places. So if they're eating, well, these were some of the sponsors of the program. Cheez-It, covered by a CAFO chicken. Those are the factory chicken.
Well, they were at the beginning of the program, of the frontline program, they gave a recipe for confined animal feeding operation chicken. So the environment that these chickens are maintained in is heartbreaking, so bad that salmonella is rampant, which means that after these chickens are slaughtered, they are passed through a very, very concentrated chlorine bath to kill the salmonella. So the recipe says crush the Cheez-Its. And we all know that beautiful orange color is natural, right? And so crush the Cheez-Its, roll the commercial chicken in those Cheez-Its, and then bake that in the oven, because you're not frying it. You're going to bake it, and then you're going to have Dr. Pepper to wash it down. That was at the beginning of the show, Dr. Slavin.
So I think we can agree that you're not getting your optimal nutrition from that type of meal. But there's another issue, and that's the issue of fortified foods, such as cereals, breads, and other items. Fortified foods are a source of added or supplemental vitamins and minerals in most people's diets. And if dietary supplements are dangerous, might not fortified foods pose a hazard as well? Moreover, if vitamins and minerals were to be regulated as drugs, where do fortified foods fall?
Okay. That music, Dr. Slavin, means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. More to come about PBS special Frontline on supplements. Stay tuned. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I just want to give everyone a reminder that if you want some foundational support to your good health, not therapeutic approaches, just foundation for maintenance of good health, you might consider Janna Juice with all of those super fruit extracts that provide a wide array of antioxidant protection and support for your healthy cells. And then when you connect it with Janna Biotic, the basic probiotic that has a whole profile of high quality beneficial specific bacteria that work in a very, very specific way. And then that synergism of all of those different probiotic substances and that connection with the antioxidants in Janna Juice, you have a very, very nice balanced support foundation to good health. And right now we're talking about all of the things that oppose the ability of your body to maintain good health. And what are we talking about? Confined animal feeding operation and animals. And it can be beef, it can be chicken, it can be turkey. Certainly we tell people all the time about avoiding farm-raised fish and the dangers associated with the contamination with antibiotics as well as hormones with regard to those farm-raised fish. But now we have to contend with PBS kind of attempting to tell us that our supplements are doing harm. Dr. Slavin?
You know, again, maybe that's not where they're coming from. Maybe their point of view is that you don't have to take supplements because you're getting all the vitamins and minerals you need from eating all the food that's been fortified with vitamins and minerals. Of course, the quality of the vitamins and minerals that they use in fortifying so-called food are not high quality. And there was a lot of misleading information, too. They said that milk is a good source of vitamin D. Well, it really isn't. The vitamin D is added to the milk afterwards. They also cited a bowl of fortified cereal as a good source of vitamin B12.
They go on to say, with regard to that vitamin D, that when you're taking the milk that's fortified with vitamin D and you're going out in the sun, in minutes you're making thousands of IUs of vitamin D. And the truth of the matter is, Dr. Slavin, when you test people's vitamin D levels, unless they're using a supplemental form, usually in the range of 5 to 10,000 IUs a day, those individuals, even though they may be exposed to the sun, even though they may be drinking commercial vitamin D fortified milk, their vitamin D levels are poor status.
And they failed to mention in the program that our food supply has become much less nutritious over the centuries because of industrial agriculture practices. One of those practices is to only add back to the soil potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen. They left out all the other minerals and other nutrients that should be in the soil because they're growing their crops for maximum yield and not maximum nutrition.
So, unfortunately, even though you may be choosing what you perceive to be very high quality foods because you're getting them in the grocery store and you're assuming that the grocery manufacturers of America have nutrition on their minds, indeed, you're being misled.
Well, remember, too, two of the underwriters of the program were Merck and Pfizer drug companies. What do drug companies want to do? They want to sell drugs. Who do you sell drugs to? You sell them to sick people. The U.S. is filled to the brim with overweight sick people. And to make people believe that their standard processed diet is nutritious and healthy is misleading, if not outright dangerous. So the point is, maybe what they want to do is stop people from taking vitamins and minerals because they know that's going to make them healthier and in less need of taking their products, which are drugs.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Slavin. So, a recommendation for our listeners, a high-quality multivitamin, multi-mineral formula, a digestive enzyme, a probiotic, possibly a protein powder. Again, we have to be very cautious with overdoing protein, but what you want is a very, very high quality source of protein and the enzymes to properly break it down so you can maintain muscle mass, keeping in mind that your heart is a muscle. Your blood vessels are muscle tissue. So very, very important to maintain that lean muscle mass to fat ratio in a very positive area. So there's so many different approaches. So in choosing a high quality diet, you also need to supplement, something Frontline didn't want you to do.
Well, I still think, again, if you're interested in the high, let's go back to High quality food is food that is not packaged or prepared. It's in its natural state and it's organic. That's high quality food. The minute you start tampering with it, you're diminishing the quality. And most people really don't eat high quality food.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, in defense of those pressed for time people, I'm going to suggest that frozen vegetables, organic, of course, are a reasonably high quality substitute for the absolute pristine original state vegetables. So I think you need to acknowledge that there are certain impediments to the perfect diet.
Let me.
Are we going to arm wrestle?
When patients ask me, one of my philosophies about how we treat people is imitating nature, especially when you talk about using bioidentical hormones. Well, we imitate nature, We imitate the type of hormone nature makes. We imitate as closely as possible the way nature provides it to the person. And when it comes to eating, I think we should imitate nature as well. Do you realize humans are the only animals on a product, on a planet, that cook their food?
Okay. However, sometimes people's digestive systems aren't necessarily equipped to go from the standard American diet to a raw diet. So there are step-by-step approaches that people need to learn about in order to achieve that very, very high-quality approach. Now, do some of the animals maybe store their food? So there might be a little bit of aging process. There might be a little bit of change in their food.
Which animals are you referring to?
I'm not thinking about any animal in particular, but I think
They're vegetarians, they're usually eating live vegetables because they're eating while
leaves,
they're growing.
Leaves, fruits, barks.
If they're carnivores, they either kill their own prey or they came across dead prey already that they will eat. Usually, though, it's not too far gone.
Okay.
I think the vultures come in and clean those up.
Right.
But the point is, we should be eating as much raw food as possible, which means it's not processed. There are no added ingredients. And I think that's what nature's original intent was.
Okay. When I tell people what I have for breakfast, mm-hmm. they get a little unhappy because I will have a salad with protein on it. So I'm getting my raw vegetables. My protein is cooked. I do eat raw proteins.
You eat
from
sushi.
I eat sushi and I eat carpaccio.
So it's available.
But people are kind of a little shy about it. They wrinkle their noses.
I wonder when that happened. Thinking how many hundreds of years ago.
I think it happens. It's a culture that has created through television advertisements that this is the food you should choose. This is the food that's going to make you happy. And this is the drug that's going to make you healthy.
Well, I think the answer is it's about convenience for the most part. If you're eating raw, you have to eat raw fresh. And you can't always be in that state of having access to fresh food. So you have to store it somehow. So I guess you could freeze it, but I don't know how raw tastes after you've frozen it. I guess you freeze a sushi, right? They would freeze that? No?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be so happy.
I'm not sure, but I would assume that at some point some of the fish used may have been frozen. People think about fresh fish and they don't understand how long it might have been in the hold of the fishing vessel. And that music means we're out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. Keep in mind, the sponsor of Natural Doc Radio is Advanced Medical Testing Center. If you want to find out if Advanced Medical Testing Center takes your insurance, 254-232-2162. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.